This week's second feature is again from Derek James. He explains that a Porky favourite will be a star attraction at an exhibition of village life. Maggie Secker will read Derek's second contribution.
There will be a VIP at a special exhibition in a Norfolk village next month, which will be a shining example of how the past can bring a community together in 2025. The village is Great Ellingham near Attleborough, and the VIP in question is the Model Pig, which once had pride of place in Vic and Elsie Howlett's butcher shop on Chequers Lane. The Porky favourite will be a star attraction of a display that Judy McDowell is creating for the Great Ellingham Through Trades and Occupations, an exhibition taking place at St James's Church in the village on May the 10th and 11th. It will be the latest in a number of popular events put on by Heather Etteridge and Judy, highlighting the life and times of this picturesque Norfolk village. The first one in 2022 was a two-day event supporting the much-loved Teddy Bear Festival in the church. It was a fairly small exhibition, but since then they have grown and flourished with two local history exhibitions in the village, one in support of the teddy bears and the other during the Heritage Open Day in the Crown Public House. Last year, they followed the Heritage Open Day's theme of Roots, Networks, Connections, and amongst the displays were maps showing the routes of ancient village footpaths. "Support has been great," said Heather, "both by locals and visitors from further afield with family connections to the village." This year, Heather and Judy are putting on two pop-up displays, one supporting the Recreation Centre Committee with their Village VE Day picnic on May the 5th, and the other with the Teddy Bear Beer Festival at the Community Fete Day on July the 12th. "I'm always trying to think of different and imaginative ways in which to write or display the village history. I think it is important to make the displays interesting and engaging," said Heather. "We created a table showing the connections between many of the well-known families from the village, and this was particularly well received by visitors. I also created an eye-catching display highlighting old village field names. Like many other places, Great Ellingham has its share of new developments. A year or so ago, I approached several of the developers asking that consideration be given to using old field names for new road names," she added. And she had some success. "All but one of the road names on the Bowsfield development in Hingham Road are indeed from the old names." The exhibitions this year will include items from Matt Hall, the village metal detectorist, who will be taking along some of his archaeological finds. The Trades and Occupations exhibition at St James Church will be open on Saturday, May the 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Sunday, May 11th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. That will be followed by a pop-up display featuring past village fundraising events supporting the Teddy Bear Festival Community Fete on Saturday, July the 12th and the Recreation Centre and the Old Village Our History, Our Story will take place at the Crown Public House on Saturday, September the 21st and Sunday, September the 22nd. Entrance to the exhibitions and pop-up displays are free and you don't have to come from Great Ellingham to enjoy them. Thank you, Heather and Judy, and all those involved for sharing the life and times of your village.
Thank you, Maggie.